GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
It is to hurling now we turn, and the Waterford selector Dan Shannon took a call from us a little bit earlier today off the back of Waterford's 9-point loss to Clare on Sunday in Ennis. And I began this conversation by asking Dan if after last year's run to the Ireland final that they'd been able to make sense of recent poor results.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of it. You couldn't write what happened last week, Adrian, to be honest, which as in probably Dalla Fies, we probably knew wouldn't get 70, 75 minutes like, you know, we prepared for that, but I didn't prepare for Tighe and Barry going off as well as Kevin. After sending off, like, you know. But look, again, there's no excuse. I thought they were that bit sharper last week, and you know, like, I had the game from the Cork underneath that belt, and it showed there towards the end of the game last week.
Yeah, like, what are you putting that down to? Because, I mean, if you look at your league form, obviously there was the slow enough start, but actually, I mean, you could easily convince the players by the end of that that the momentum was back with you. So what are you putting that, I mean, maybe flatness down to?
I suppose we'd have kind of rough started the league. We went back a bit later, to be honest with you, Adrian. And plus, I suppose we won two games in the league. Other teams only won one more than us in the league, if you look at it.
Yeah.
But they did. No, right, granted, we were beaten in the playoff by Cork in the relegation battle. But again, we'd won two games, or the teams that won the league, they only won three games. So, you know, so it wasn't that bad of a league. Obviously, getting relegated was poor. But we went away then, and we bet our clubs, and with a great 3 or 4 weeks going into the championship, like, you know, and everything was coming right, but injuries then last Sunday, especially Tighe Brook getting injured at centre back, like, you had to move Gallagher, who was going well at wing back, and obviously Noel Connors coming off as well, Barry Cock in the middle of the second half, like, you know, if it happened in any other team, they'd be struggling too, Adrian.
It's an incredible injury list, and some of them are not going to turn around all that quickly, which must be a huge concern for you.
Yeah, I'm looking, yeah, to be honest, Adrian, I'm looking at Tighe, Gallagher, Barry and Kevin are definitely out for next week, and you have question marks over Noel and Morris Shanahan, Austin Gleeson and Paddy Mahon, like, you know, so that's 8 players of last year's All-Ireland final panel, like, you know. And but look, we have other lads that can step up to the mark, to be honest with you, it's not an excuse or anything like that. We'll go down train tonight, assess the injuries, assess who we'll have for the weekend, and drive it on for there.
And so what do you do, like, in terms of, because it's obviously a quick enough turnaround, and these are the challenges of the new system, that there is a quick enough turnaround, and I can see the attractiveness that is frequently spoken about in terms of that when you've been beaten, it's good to be back in the pitch pretty quickly. I suspect, in your own case, that it's no advantage to you.
No, it's not really. To be honest, it's trying to get the lads. We won't do much from here, and I suppose the same could be said for Clare last week. You probably didn't do much on the Tuesday or the Cork lads after that. The games previously, like, you know, we'll get the lads together tonight, as I said, assess our injury list and see who we have for Sunday and drive it on. It's going to be tough for us, considering considering the calibre of player that we're going to be missing next Sunday, and Tighe Brook, the best centre back in the country. So yes, you take Killian Buckley or Conor Fogarty or the Kilkenny or Padraig Maher or the Tipperary, and the same thing. We have to fill that position, as well as Barry Cox in the full back, like, you know. But look, again, we go down, we have a chat with the management tonight. It's going to be a rough night for us to try and pick the team. Be easy to 26 again, because we have lads, we have 3 or 4 lads off that from injuries from the last week's game.
I'm sure, given the turnaround that we've spoken about, that yourself and Derek have probably been in contact up to this point, because it is a case of, the, as you pointed out, a bit of the walking wounded around and having to do a bit of patchwork. I'm sure you've been on WhatsApp and you've been having conversations. It's probably a challenge that you've already said that very few managers have to deal with, that you guys probably haven't had to deal with before either, in terms of that the patchwork that I guess you have to do now ahead of the next one.
Definitely, we haven't had to deal with it since our first year on charge, to be honest. We had a lot of injuries again in our first year on charge. But again, like, you know, as I said, it's not an excuse, Adrian. We couldn't write what happened to us last Sunday, like, you know, in the injury front. Like, you know, we couldn't prepare for that. Like, you know, we're still struggling with one or two lads that played last Sunday. We couldn't bring on another sub, and Morris was kind of injured. Like, you know, we had all our subs used because other lads injured. But again, it's not an excuse. We have other lads that didn't get game time last year, the Paddy Cummins, the Stephen Bennett, like, you know. So we've good calibre of players on our line too, and on the bench, that can come on and make a big difference for the game next Sunday.
Yeah, and so is that's going to be the focus, I guess, because if you take a position even like sweeper with Tighe being there, as you mentioned, he's injured, and Dara Fives is probably the next player in, and he's injured as well. So next thing, you know, you're down to the next player almost. So I guess your challenge is probably to go in and instill a bit of confidence in whoever the next player is, whether it's that position or any other position.
100%, Adrian, 100%. Like, you know, as a management, you have to believe, and we do believe in the panel of players that we have that we have to select, like, you know. And again, the lads are missing, but the lads that will come in, will do their best for the team, like, you know. And it's always about the team, and ourselves, we just have to get tight, you know, Adrian, to be honest with you, like, you know. And it's going to be a very tough game for us, like, you see the second half last week, how good Tipperary were. They're really up the ante. You could see them celebrating each score in the second half there, the way they draw it back from 9 points down. It's a credit to them. Like, you know, it's going to be quite hard to. We're bubbling Limerick, our home game in Limerick, Adrian, so it's going to be hard for us up there as well.
Are you going to have to change the system, Dan? Like, I think five of the players have started the All-Ireland last year, ended the game the last day, spoken about some of the names there, like incredible players that are missing. Does it dictate a change of system for next Sunday?
Yeah, it's hard to know, Adrian, to be honest with you. As again, we'll discuss it tonight as a management, but it's hard to know what to do when you have the talent that the tip forwards have. Adrian, like, if you give them an inch of space, they'll create goal chances. If you watched the game last Sunday, I'm sure you did.
You nearly need a sweeper, don't you, in that system?
Well, I don't know about sweeper, but you need lads to be fully focused on the jobs that they want to do. Like, you know, so whether it's a sweeper, whether it's going man-to-man and beating your individual man to the ball, we'll see. We'll discuss that tonight. But it's just that, you know, the caliber of Tu McGrath, Seamus Cannon, who got another belt under his game, August Dwyer came on, looked sharp, like, you know, and also he did, like, you know. But look, that's the challenge also as a management. Like, you know, this is probably our toughest challenge as a management. Yeah. Our home game in Limerick, and to go and try and beat Tipperary up there, it's a fair challenge, Adrian.
Yeah. In terms of the Clare game itself, Morris obviously gets his 1-1, and you would have expected at that point it puts massive wind in your sails about 10-11 minutes into the game. But the 2-7-2 points returned then after that, the swing in the opposite direction about 25 minutes in the run into half-time, was possibly the one that swung the game. What are you thinking yourself and Derek on the line at half-time? Like, does it look as if you've a sense at that point the game is slipping away, or how can you try and impact on positively on that swing in the opposite direction?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think the two goals that Clare got from us were kind of mistakes from us, Adrian, to be honest with you. Like, you know, one of our lads missed a pick-up coming out for the second one, John Conlon, goal, and we could have got a point about the other end from a safe and a Clare goalie. They went down and got a penalty, like, you know, foul outside the box, a foul inside the box, but referee gave the penalty inside the box. So, look, it's hard to... my point being, Adrian, is that when you're at home, you get these advantages, like, you know, and the home crowd are on top of the referees and stuff like that, like, you know, and they're going to get the extra bit of leeway, like, you know. But again, you know, so us as a management, we sit down and had a chat with the boys. We knew Noel Connors couldn't come back out. We knew Ty Burke couldn't come back out. So we had a chat, and we kept it to 9 points, to be honest with you, Adrian, which is no boast, to be honest. But look, when you see the calibre of forwards that Clare have, and you think of the scoring difference that might come into it at the end of the thing, to keep the 9 points was a fair achievement with 14 men towards the end of it as well.
It must be incredibly frustrating, I'm sure, for the management team and probably for the squad as well, that everything you've built up over the last few years in terms of the positivity of the camp, and we've spoken to yourself and Derek loads of times, in terms of the success that you've achieved, and for it to, I mean, the players that have fallen away, for it all to come asunder. I mean, there's a question mark now, Dan, obviously, about even finishing in the top three in Munster.
Yeah, there is, of course. Do you know, if you put any Leinster team into Munster and see would they come out of the top three as well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this championship is with respect, a lot stronger than the Leinster Championship. Like, you know, anyone can beat anyone any given day, and to beat anyone on any given day, you need your full panel of players, and we just don't have that at the moment. But by God, Adrian, next Sunday we'll have 15 players and 5 lads that are willing to come on and do a job for Waterford, like, and give it everything. That's all I can say now, Adrian. I think they don't tonight train with the boys, assist the injuries, but as a management team, we said this before to you and the other reporters, that we'll give it everything we have next Sunday against Tipperary. We know the challenge that's ahead of us as a management, with the lads that are out. But again, some lads are going to come in fresh. So maybe they were going to come in anyway, if you know what I'm saying to you, with the four weeks in a row for us, like, you know. So look, again, train tonight, see how we are. And I know more tomorrow, like, you know, after the assessing injuries.
Yeah, there'll probably be a bit of a natural turnaround in that period anyway, I'm sure, with teams. Dan, listen, thanks a million for taking the call. Pleasure as always, and best of luck over the next few weeks.
Thanks very much, thank you.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.